News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We return now to the weekend's negotiations in Switzerland between the US and Iran. Negotiators and mediators have said that they have made encouraging progress. With us is Nicholas Hopton, who's a former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. Nicholas, I think we can separate this into two broad categories. There are the overall objectives that led America into the conflict, and then there are the things that are a direct result of the conflict. If we look at those first, there seem to be three main points for negotiation. Reconstruction, the Americans either committing to or providing money to do that for Iran. The Strait of Hormuz and whether or not it is open and toll free. And what is happening with Israel and its attacks in Lebanon. Are we seeing progress across those three topics?
Good morning, Anton. So you've expressed it very neatly. I think it's also helpful to look at these talks, negotiations that are going on in Switzerland as a phased approach. So we've gone through the ceasefire after the conflict. It's taken a long time to get actually to the point of signing an agreement last week, which stopped the war formally, including in Lebanon. And that's very important because, of course, that's the United States making a commitment on behalf of Israel, who don't seem particularly ready to abide by that commitment. And that's causing issues with the negotiations. As you say, then there is the question of the Iranians needing some sort of relief for their economy, which is under huge pressure from sanctions. And that involves reconstruction and some very ambitious plans for up to $300 billion worth of reconstruction effort, which President Trump says the US won't contribute 10 cents to, so relying on others to pay for that. And then, as you say, the vital issue for the global economy, which is free passage for ships through the Strait of Hormuz. And we have seen progress on that since the signing of the agreement last week, although it's far from back to normal.
Yeah, the mediators have put out a joint statement saying that a communication line had been formed to avoid incidents and miscommunication with the aim of safe passage for commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. Miscommunication is an interesting euphemism for firing missiles at each other, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's quite that's one way of looking at it. I think, you know, we've seen since the Strait of Hormuz is theoretically now operating and allowing ships through, not normally, as I say, but under this new memorandum of understanding, we've seen about 60 plus ships, apparently, according to the Americans, pass through there, and 20 plus million barrels of oil have gone through. So and you've seen that reflected in the global oil price as well. At the same time, this communication or miscommunication coordination cell, as you described it, I mean, it could well be diplomatic speak for some sort of mechanism that allows the Iranians to still exercise their de facto control over the Strait of Hormuz. And as you saw over the weekend, when the US, in their view, is not abiding by the terms of this memorandum, namely because Israel continued to attack Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Iranians said, OK, we'll close the Strait of Hormuz again. Now, it seems to be flowing again, but I think that's what this coordination cell will seek to manage in some more sensible way than has been the case, so that shipping is not too disrupted by the ups and downs of the negotiations.
What then of the objectives that were at the heart of the start of this in the first place? The change of regime, the commitment, the additional commitments to abandoning the possibility of nuclear arms, and the abandonment of funding and support for terrorist proxies in the region. Has there been much in the way of reportage in respect of progress on those fronts?
Well, let's just put to one side this business about changing of the regime. That was an objective, apparently, for the Americans and certainly the Israelis at the beginning of the war, back 28th of February, when those attacks started. That quickly became apparent that it wasn't going to happen, because there are three things that would need to happen, and none of them did. One would be that there would be a popular uprising. Secondly, that there could be some sort of revolt from within the regime, or the Americans would put boots on the ground and actually invade the country, as they we did with them in Iraq in 2003. None of those have happened. So I don't think anyone's at this point talking about regime change. And in fact, the memorandum of understanding rather entrenches the Islamic Republic of Iran, because it says that the Americans will respect the rights of that country to and regime to exist. So I think you're back onto the other two things, which will be the difficult stuff to deal with in these 60 days of negotiations, likely to be rolled over, likely to last longer than 60 days. You've got to remember the last deal between the US and Iran took a year and a half to negotiate. Now, it could be quicker because President Trump is under pressure from the midterm elections, but he will want to get a deal sooner rather than later, which shows that he has definitively dealt with any possible threat that Iran might have a nuclear weapon one day. And obviously, there has to be the question of sanctions relief for Iran in return for that. But I think regime change, depends on one's views, but it's a pretty brutal, horrible regime which doesn't treat its people with any respect or for human rights, but that regime is going to be in place for the time being.
But presumably Donald Trump can accept a deal that isn't anything like as detailed as the previous JCPOA and declare victory and walk away, or at least let further technical discussions roll on ad infinitum.
Yes, I think he will have to do that. I mean, obviously, he's declared victory at various times during this conflict already, with relatively little evidence to support that claim. But, if the memorandum is a step forward, there is an agreement, there is a stop to the war, talks are taking place, diplomacy is happening rather than conflict. That is a big step forward. People are not being killed in the way they were for the first month of the conflict. The global economy is not back to normal, but shipping is flowing through the Strait of Hormuz. So Donald Trump has clawed back some of the ground he lost by launching this war, which was misguided and a big mistake. But he has clawed some of that ground back. And if he can get a deal which builds on what was done in 2015 by President Obama, the JCPOA, as it was called, then he will no doubt declare victory. And to some extent, he can at least say that he has achieved something, although victory would be the wrong word.
As ever, Nicholas, thank you very much for your time. Nicholas Hopton, former UK ambassador to Iran, non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. 53106. If you want to text the programme, that'll cost you 30 cents, or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.